Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin-Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
Oh, that's right. It is KBN. Here on ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, ESPN Beaver Dam. Shout out to those on YouTube and listening all over. Because you know what it is, you know what time it is right now. Tuesday, 3 o'clock. It's Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? We're on some epic losing streaks right now. Kyle, 0 for 7 with his sports bets.
Yeah. I'm on a losing streak. But if first you don't succeed, try again.
That is exactly right. And Ben Brust, so far winless in 2025. And we are joined by a special guest today. Speaking of Kyle losing his bets at Pottawatomie Resort and Casino, we have Luis from Pottawatomie Resort and Casino. Luis, welcome in to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? How are you feeling? Are you excited to give Ben another loss? Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
That's my main goal here today. Hand Ben an L, right? Kyle, love that you've been losing. That's great for us. Keep those bets coming. That's fantastic.
Luis, I can't go 0-for in the NCAA tournament, so I have to keep bringing them in. So.
I'm sure baby girl's not going to like if you keep going 0-for.
She told me that it might be a sign, but I said I am not a loser.
All right.
Well, I'll say this, too. So we obviously had the analysis at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel on Saturday night, and Ben was talking. We started the show with it. That he kind of was on a little bit of a run, but ended up, you know, he was a loser on Saturday night, so maybe he's already a little bit blood pressure high now that we have Luis here thinking that maybe the losses continue for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust.
The ghosts are just following now to work.
That's right.
That's tough for you, Ben, but hey.
That is right. Strophy, let's go ahead and spin it.
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
That's right. It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented by Lakeland University. Here's how you play. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass, and we'll come back to it if you get through the rest. If you beat Ben Brust, you're going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. And today, competing against Ben Brust, is Ryan in Madison. Ryan, how's morale? How are we feeling?
I'm okay. I'm good. Let's just, you know, I don't want to give too much pressure, but let's do this.
You good?
You got
good.
This.
Let's go. You good, Ryan.
Something bad. Deep breath.
You're competing against an offer for 2025. I think you have the upper hand.
I know.
If I was setting the odds, like anyone would be at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, I would have you as the heavy favorite against Ben Brust. Heavy favorite.
Plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Pottawatomie, our special guest, Luis, is going to go ahead and answer you these questions. So, Luis, just say, I'm going to give you a 3-2-1. Start asking the questions and let Ryan and Madison try his hand at Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Let's do it. Ryan, you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
3, 2, 1. April 1st brings an annual holiday featuring pranks. What is it called?
Pass.
What is the maximum score in a single frame of bowling?
300.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
What is the name of the ship that carried the pilgrims to America in 1620?
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. I'm not sure which one of those three. The Nina.
In what decade was the first email ever sent?
Wait, can I change that? Yes, you can. Start over.
Quickly.
Mayflower.
In what decade was the first email ever sent?
Pass.
What does a cartographer create?
A map.
What is the deepest of the five Great Lakes?
Superior.
What is the only planet in our solar system that rotates on its side?
Pass.
What is a term for an animal that can live both in water and on land?
Pass.
What is the capital city of Thailand?
Bangkok.
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Diamond.
What is the main gas that makes up bubbles in soda?
CO2.
Well, who was the first female British Prime Minister?
Margaret Thatcher.
¿Quién es el entrenador de baloncesto masculino de los Golden Eagles?
Wait, now what?
Sorry about that, Ryan. I had to do it.
That was good.
I know a little poquito.
You want him to repeat it? You want him to repeat it for you real quick?
I'll let him read it one more time.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
Slower.
Listo.
Slower.
¿Quién es el entrenador de baloncesto masculino de los Golden Eagles de Marquette?
I don't know.
All right, there you have it. Still a really good run there by Ryan and Madison. That's an 8 spot. Let me go grab Benny.
I was nervous at first.
And again, remember, it was April Fool's Day. So we're going to make him believe he's going for all 15.
Now, we can't be over the top like, dang, we gotta be like.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to try to make
business like usual for you, Luis.
On a roll. Because usually we laugh at him when he gets his absurd, obvious answers.
Maybe we should laugh. Maybe we should laugh at first, and then be like, whoa.
Like, oh, shoot. Okay. All right.
Should I give a little, like...
Yeah, give some eyebrow
raises. Yeah, like when you read it, he gives one, like,
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my second favorite Badger of all time after Brad Davison is in the building.
Hey! Brad Davison.
Wow, how does it feel to be
Let's
below
just say
Brad
Luis
Davison.
Probably said that in a little jest.
You're both on my Mount Rushmore Badgers.
Look at that.
Quite
the
company.
Least favorites? Yeah, the ones you hate the most.
Quite the company.
Goats.
Luis, did you hate Ben Bruss when he was at Wisconsin?
No. In terms of my least favorite Badgers of all time, Ben wasn't even up there.
Oh, wow.
How did you feel about those teams in general? Or did you find yourself at all rooting
jealousy.
For them?
When they made the national championship, I was rooting for Wisconsin to win because it was for the greater of the state.
I like that.
But when they lost, I was calling all my Badger friends. I even got some of them Grayson Allen jerseys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's petty.
Oh,
wow. I like that.
That is. Yeah. I like
good petty move.
Because Marquette has won their national championship, so it's sort of like, you'll never get this.
Were
you'll
you
never
born
get
for
this.
That one, Luis?
My dad was.
Exactly.
Yeah, you did inherit it. All right. It's
Can't claim a championship you weren't alive for.
Fair.
All right. Well, it is Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, presented by Lakeland University. You're playing against Ryan and Madison, Ben. Here's how you play. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. Allow to say pass. We'll come back to it if you get through the rest. If Ryan and Madison beats you, he's going to win a ESPN Wisconsin prize package. And we got Luis from Pottawatomie Resort and Hotel. Casino Hotel. My bad. That's why I don't do the hosting. That's why Ben does it.
We don't have a spa yet.
Luis,
that'd be great.
Go ahead and take it over.
All right, Ben, ready? Three.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not ready. I'm still fired up from yelling on the radio like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And is Taylor Swift just staring at you right now? Just
It's a wonderful sweatshirt. I should have painted that picture before. He put on a Taylor Swift sweatshirt that eyes are just, they're glaring at
they're
Ben Bruss right
at
now.
You, Ben.
Piercing.
It just reminds me of waking up every Saturday to, wife and daughter listening to all the Swifty songs. So, yes, it's bringing me joy.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I could bring you some joy today, Benny. 3, 2, 1. April 1st brings an annual holiday featuring pranks. What is it called?
April Fool's Day.
What is the maximum score in a single frame of bowling?
Single frame, 10.
Mm. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
What is the name of the ship that carried the pilgrims to America in 1620?
The Mayflower.
Mm.
Yeah. In what decade was the first email ever sent?
1980.
What does a cartographer create?
Photographs.
What is the deepest of the five Great Lakes?
Superior.
Oh, wow. It's cooking.
What is the only planet in our solar system that rotates on its side?
Let's go with Venus.
What is a term for an animal that can live both in water and on land?
It's wrong, but I'm going to say amphibian.
What is the capital city of Thailand?
Bangkok.
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Natural.
What is the main gas that makes up bubbles?
What was the question?
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Rock.
Mm.
What is the main gas that makes up bubbles in soda?
Carbonation.
Who was the first female British Prime Minister?
Pass. Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, wow.
¿Quién es el entrenador de baloncesto masculino de los Golden Eagles?
Sí.
In Greek mythology, who was the king of the gods?
Thanos.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That's right.
Cooking.
They were all right.
Wait, actually?
This is the worst day of my life.
You cooked.
That's...
Did I go 15 to 15?
You just went 15 to 15.
Are you joking?
Doug. No.
Dude, yo, are you guys messing with me?
You cooked.
Was up.
Are you kidding me? I just... No, are you... No, it's April Fool's Day.
No.
It's April Fool's Day. It's April Fool's Day. It's April Fool's Day.
You cooked, man. What you mean?
Read the answers. Aw, oh, damn you guys. Aw, oh, damn you guys. Aw, oh, damn you guys.
That was pure joy. Right?
Oh, you, April Fool's is back. I said it was dead. I got
cut. Sure did.
God.
Hey, you guys kidding me? A 50
seventh
15?
Spot for Ben Bruss falls one short of Ryan and Madison. 0-11-2 in 2025.
You played it off. So this is the worst day of my life. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Oh, man.
But hold on. Can I just say, I do have a little something here. You have been a good sport, Benny. And at Potawatomi, you have one of our rewards cards. This is one that we don't just give to anybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's the same for us, too.
We don't just give these to anybody. And I just wanted you to have one so that you can...
I'm not getting got twice now.
All right, well, you can open
it.
Like
you
can. He's offering.
I don't know what it's.
You can open it at a later time.
No.
That's disrespectful.
What is? Wait, there's. Wait a minute. There's cards.
We invite him into
so
our space.
So they're given to very important guests. Very
and Ben,
important.
You already have the one card, don't you?
This is baloney. I already know it's baloney.
Why? Aren't you gonna open it up?
I'm gonna open it up, but I know you guys. I can see through the envelope that it's a business card.
He was so excited.
When Luis pulled it back, he just about jumped over the table.
He couldn't risk it.
I love April Fools.
Oh, so good.
I'm having no fun. I thought I cooked. I thought I got upgraded at Pato. I thought it became a resort. All of a sudden, I was going to go to the spa.
All the dreams coming true in Ben Bruss life.
Came
and now I got to say, Potawatomi Casino Hotel, 2,000 square foot video wall, fantastic place to be, great food, great drink specials, a broadcast booth that I get to do the weekly wager in Wednesdays from 6 to 7, great people there, except everyone named, just kidding, I love you, Luis.
Check them out.
Wow.
I'm in a little bit of...
We got to run through the answers?
I don't know if I can. Oh, yeah. I think we need a break. Like, I'm, like, shaking because you guys fooled me so
hard.
Get
your heart rate down a little bit?
Man, he thought he cooked. He thought
I
gotta
it was
perfect.
I got to check the heart rate right now.
Thought you were perfect and thought you had a great car.
Here he goes again with the heart rate.
Yeah, here.
Oh, no.
Is it too high, Benny Bruss?
We're over 100.
Mm. Wow.
That's not good.
Too excitable.
That's not good.
Too excitable.
It's like when one of those bets hits. That's the only time I ever see that heart rate go up.
How yeah, bad? Okay. We're going to take a break.
Give him some water.
I'm going to go get some cold water. And then we're going to go through the answers. And I'm okay that I wasn't upgraded at Pato, but I'm not.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Oh, no, not Coach Booty. People said yes, good riddance. He didn't do enough.
Not Coach Bud, but
Coach Booty.
They call him hey, Booty, Bud? Is this Bud?
Did they call him
Coach
Booty?
Bud. You know, when I said Booty.
Only his friends call him
when
Booty.
I said,
on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Hey, you're in the 06010. Yeah, that's right. ESPN's Fantasy Focus podcast. Fantasy Focus is coming to Green Bay, and we want to send you to Green Bay. That's Field Yates, Daniel Dopp, Mike Clay, Liz Loza, and Stefania Bell from the Fantasy Focus podcast on Wednesday, April 23rd. We're doing a live show at the Tundra Trio just outside of historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay. ESPN Wisconsin wants to send you and a friend up to Green Bay to see the 06010 live and in person. Can you tell I'm excited? You should be excited too. Caller 8 right now wins 2 tickets to ESPN's Fantasy Focus live at the Tundra Trio. See the show up close, meet all the hosts, and get complimentary food and drinks and Fantasy Focus football podcast merch. That's caller 8 right now, 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full details.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. 800-990-3776 is the carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Now, this is a first. The answers to Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss were left in front of me. So, with Strofe answering for the Fantasy Football Podcast, Fantasy Focus. April 1st brings an annual holiday featuring pranks. What is it called? April Fool's Day. Good job, Ben.
You got that right, Benny.
Nailed it.
Now this one I'm mad about. What is the maximum score in a single bowling frame of bowling?
Even I know this.
Yeah, and I'm a bowler.
I thought it was like 20.
30, guys.
30. Oh, okay. 30.
In the 10th frame, you can get three rolls of 10, but also the scoring works if you get three strikes in a row, you get 30 on the frame. So on a frame, you can get 30.
Wait a minute. If I get a strike,
that's how you get 300.
But wait, if I
think about it. Think about it. What's the best score in bowling?
Yeah, it's perfect score 300.
So 10 frames.
I thought if I got a strike, it's more than 10, though.
It is if you get consecutive strikes. And even if you don't, it counts for your next roll in the next frame. Like, it carries over some of the pins.
That's confusing.
That's why they say, like, you want to stay closed. So if you have a strike and then you roll a seven and then you only get a two for a nine, you don't get to carry over the bonus of getting a strike. It's your open frame, so you have to start over again.
Getting the spare is beneficial.
Beneficial to
when
your score.
When is Jesse Nelson washing your car?
It's a great question. Moving on here, who invented the telephone? That is Alexander Graham Bell.
Good answer, good
answer.
What
is the name of the ship that carried pilgrims to America in 1620? That is the Mayflower.
Cooking.
Mm-hmm. Dang, I just missed this one. In what decade was the first email ever sent? That was 1970s. I'd answer 1980s. Mm. And if I missed anything here from the caller, because I didn't hear the caller, please fill in the blanks here.
I forgot what he said. I was tripping off the April Fool's that he missed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You guys told me in the break that he missed April Fool's.
Yeah, I was very nervous.
Oh, man, Ben's going to get his win.
What is the deepest of the five Great Lakes, Lake Superior?
He got that one right. Yep. You did, too. You were cooking, man.
What is the only planet in our solar system that rotates on the side? That was Uranus. And that is where Luis of Potawatomi Casino Hotel started, like, starting to show his face, like I was crushing it, so I thought I nailed it when I said Venus, I think.
You said Venus. You spoke with such confidence.
Yes, you did.
I did get this right. What is the term for an animal that can live both in water and on land?
Yeah, when you said out loud, oh, I'm going to get this wrong, amphibian.
Yes.
Which is right.
It was a guess.
What is the capital of Thailand? That is Bangkok. Props on me for not reading that as Thailand. What is the hardest
natural...
Why
would you read it as Thailand?
Because I'm Ron Burgundy, and I'm like when I read it, I know it's called Thailand, but when you read it, you want to read Thailand.
Mm. Thailand.
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth? That is diamond. I said rock.
You did.
He said diamond.
Broad. Rock. What is the main gas that makes the bubbles in soda? That's carbon dioxide.
You said carbohydrates.
CO2. No, he said carbonation, which is not a gas.
Yeah. No, not a gas. And then who was the first female British Prime Minister? I pulled out Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. Good for you. We can finally retire that one.
This one's going to be tough. Quién es el entrenador de baloncesto masculino de los Golden Eagles?
That's who's the head coach of the men's basketball team?
I said C.
Of the Golden Eagles men's basketball team.
It is Shaka Smart, and in Greek mythology, who is the king of the gods? And this is why I'm most embarrassed by falling for the April Fool's prank, because I said Thanos, and I knew that was wrong, but then I started convincing myself in real time that Thanos was a Greek god. It is Zeus.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that you thought Thanos was a Greek god.
7 spot for you, 8 spot for Ryan and Madison, so combined, 15 out of 30. Not bad.
Will you win at all this year? I mean, you've gone 3 months without winning.
This was the closest one yet. A 1-point loss, right? No, it's ties.
Here's the thing.
Man, people are rooting for me to win, which is sad because I keep letting them down on the Carbus Talk
text
line.
You've got a lot of Benny believers out there.
They're still believing, and I suck.
Yeah, you do stink. So this was actually my girlfriend's idea to make you believe you got all 15 right for April Fool's.
She's a better content brain than you. Let's hire her.
That's exactly what I told her. So I ran the idea past Josh DiMaggio, and you know, as the past and current maestros of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, we came to the conclusion.
Let's call you a sous chef.
Sure, I'll take it. We came to the conclusion that we needed to make the questions easy today.
Yeah,
to make it believable.
Easy. That's why. I made
them a little easier today. You actually did worse than you did last week. You had a 9 spot last week and still lost.
So I did worse with the easier questions.
That is correct, Benjamin.
Woof.
Woof is right, man. I mean, I'm just disappointed in you, buddy.
Woof is right, man. Thanks for rubbing it in.
You know he's gone 3 months without getting a victory.
Is there a date by which you'll start to feel
defeated? No.
Yeah, the pride really starts to take a ding.
No shame here.
Brad, you used to work in finance. Yeah. How would your bosses react if you created $0 in quarter one?
Panic and on the hot
That's
seat.
That's real revenue? This is a game.
Bro, but you're a competitive individual. Like, what happened?
I'm not that
Book smart.
We are a quarter of the way through the year. 25% of the way through.
Damn.
And you're like we're going to talk about the Brewers in the 4 o'clock hour. You are worlds worse than them at 0-4.
I don't know. At least I've been a little bit more competitive. Like, I only lost by one. They lost 11-1. This is me justifying how I stink in my head.
Yeah, the bar is low.
Yeah, but you're 0-11-2. They're only 0-4.
Does your fiance keep asking you, did you win yet? Did you win yet? Did you win yet?
Ooh, that would be painful to go home to every Tuesday. And wait till baby breast,
baby girl breast
starts saying, Daddy, did you win?
Oh, no,
baby.
No.
Sorry, I lost again.
I actually might motivate me to hit the books.
Yeah.
No, won't.
Maybe I'm a loser at this. Maybe you'll be smarter.
This is why you read.
I was, I picked up a book yesterday at the Brewers game. We were in our suite, and there was a book laying there. And I was just like, I'm going to open up this book and try to read a page.
How'd that go?
I got through the page, and I was like, what did I just read?
Reading comprehension. What was it about? What was the book about?
Steinbrenner. The Yankees and Tom Brady and dynasties. And
oh, wow. I mean, I guess
that's what I got from one page.
Something sunk in, but not sentences, just names.
Just names.
Just names.
That's my retention. Wow. Kyle, you had a cool moment today.
How did I have a cool moment today?
Somebody came to your household.
Oh, my gosh. The Weed Man sure did.
The Weed Man. Sure Weedman.com. Get 50% off your first treatment. Half off at Weedman.com because you want to have that lush, green, weed-free yard that Kyle, Brad, and myself are going to have. They've been to my house. They've been to Kyle's house.
And
they're stocking up with all the materials to go to the old Nortman estate because that's going to take them a whole day to get through.
No, ours is cool.
Yeah. Ours was
preparing himself for it.
Here's your email. Here's your receipt.
They washed up because they put some layer stuff down today, fertilizer. And he said, I cleaned off the driveway too to make sure you're all good with that in the patio as well. And all that shade in the back, don't worry about that. That's why the grass is not growing. We're going to take good care of you. So I was like, dude, I love the Weed Man.
When Kyle said that the Weed Man came to you, Weed Man came to you, Ben Bruss, I literally had jealousy. I have jealousy in my heart. I can't wait for the Weed Man to come to me. I'm sick of looking at my lawn. I need the Weed Man.
Well, I love the Weed Man.
Kid and pet friendly, so make sure you get Weed Man at weedman.com and get 50% off so you can have that golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control. All part of that winning game plan to make people stop and stare and say, ooh, that is a delicious looking home. That's weedman.com for 50% off.
Kyle loves the Weed Man.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Milwaukee County, you need to shovel the pathway to the lake, okay? I had to step through snow.
Is Kyle
get to the lake?
I think Kyle's the Karen of the show.
I think
he's high maintenance for sure.
I think Kyle pays taxes in the county of Milwaukee that just went up, so I expect for this stuff to be popped.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
That's right. Cooking. They were all right.
Wait, actually?
This is the worst day of my life.
You cooked.
That's.
Did I go 15 of 15?
You just went 15 of 15.
Are you joking?
Doug.
No. Dude, are you guys messing with me?
You cooked.
Was up.
Are you kidding me? I just. No, are you? No, it's April Fool's Day.
No.
It's April Fool's Day. It's April Fool's Day. Damn it. It sounds worse listening back than I remember in real life.
I'm so good.
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, something like
that. It was so pure. It was so pure.
Oh, my God. And that's the sad part is, first off, I got 7 out of 15. Not 15 out of 15. I need to get above 50%. And then I said Thanos is the Greek god of whatever. And he's not a Greek god. And I know he's not a Greek god. And I still believed you guys.
Well, what was your answer to Luis's Spanish question?
See.
Yes. You thought that was right, too.
Something wrong with
you. Don't know what he said. You said C.
Something wrong
with it. Well, I know what he said. C means yes. So I was hoping it was a yes-no question.
Yeah.
He was just so excited to hear he had a perfect score. He was like, wait, what?
Bro, you guys, like, that was actually good. Did you know you were doing the April Fool's Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust bit today?
Yes.
Before the show?
Yeah, I've known it all day.
Did you hear me in show prep saying April Fool's is dead?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, actually, I did.
I was ripping April Fool's.
None
of these jokes land anymore. Like, let's just get rid of this as like a day in the world.
So I agree with you, but
But there's dumb people like me that can still fall for them, so that's why it exists.
I'm just thinking maybe a certain somebody on this panel might be the right guy for the job to bring back April Fool's Day. I'm just saying, somebody here might be the guy for the job.
Do y'all have my stuff? Does anybody want it back?
No. Do y'all have my stuff?
No April Fool's.
My
Kyle.
Lunch, they stole my lunch is missing again, and I'm...
Yeah, Kyle.
We legitimately had nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Okay.
I gave you the dead eye. I don't know what y'all gave me. Like, no BS. I said that, like, to you.
I don't think you walked in here with your lunch.
Oh, I know what I did with it.
Oh, you blaming us? What'd you do?
I put it in the little fridge downstairs. I'm so smart.
No, you're not.
Apologize.
You thought we...
Hey, fellas, I can admit when I'm wrong. Unlike Goody, I can admit when I'm wrong. I can take accountability, okay? I wasn't accusing y'all at first, but then somebody else from 1017 The Truth said, maybe somebody else stole your bag. I said, maybe they did. He said, it is April Fool's Day. I said, ooh, you right. And so I apologize. I put it in the fridge. I'm smarter than I think. So for that...
Oh, I'm smarter than I think.
Ben,
you're not.
I'm sorry.
You're just as stupid as I am.
Brad, I'm sorry. Don't say that. No, that's disrespectful. And Alex, I am sorry. You know
you
what?
You and me, we're on the same level, Kyle. How's it feel?
Not true. I was just moving too fast.
You duped yourself.
I did dupe myself. I hid my stuff from myself.
From thyself.
And you're really smart.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Drofer in the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. I'm still grieving the Brewers until 4 o'clock. Then I will muster up the courage to talk about what has happened through four games.
But I got to know.
But until then, Matt LaFleur, because again, I had said earlier, I feel bad for Matt LaFleur because we all know there is a need for a consistent top pass catcher at the wide receiver position. Whether it was last year, or 2 years ago, once they figured out where routes were being run wrong, they still had a great end of 2023 with Jordan Love. 2024, Jordan Love, who doesn't really call players out, we could say called out the wide receivers to not be able to separate. And so it was a focus, point of emphasis here in the offseason to see what they may do. Mecole Hardman ended up being a guy who might not even be a true wide receiver, might be a kick returner, might not even make the team. We don't know.
He's a good guy and he's fast.
That's per Andy Reid, his former coach.
When asked about him, all he said, he's fast and he's a good guy.
So Matt LaFleur can only work with what he has. And so here's what Matt LaFleur is saying about the wide receiver room at the NFL Owners Weekend.
I mean, yeah, that's something that we took a deep dive at. I think that was a big part of it, to be honest with you. It's just we had a ton of drops, and that's an area that we have to clean up. And, I mean, it takes all 11, right? We talk about it all the time. There were times where we had situations where we just didn't take advantage of it, and maybe it's just one guy missing a block or a lot of things happen. There's a lot of variables, and it's definitely a long-winded answer, but I think that we've got a pretty good plan going into next season.
Is someone going to emerge, or are we just doing the song and dance again? I don't want to answer this question because I've been the bad guy today. You guys, it's your guys' turn.
Jaden Reed has a chance. To emerge. He's the only guy that I'm like, you know what? If they're looking at this roster and saying, like, I think we got what we need. I think Jaden Reed has had moments of playmaking ability. It's inexplicable to me how he can disappear from a game plan, like just get the ball in his hands. But he was a contributor with the drops. He was amongst the top five in the NFL in drops this year. And he just wasn't in the right place at times. You would think a guy like that would almost... You put the play caller in a situation where you have to get him the ball. It just didn't happen. So if anyone can take a step forward, it's Jaden Reed. But you are playing this game again of hoping. Of hoping there is an emergence. Of hoping that there is development. And honestly, by the time year three occurs, listen, this is who they're going to be. This is why I'm not saying Romeo Doubs. Romeo Doubs is a good receiver. He's a good number two wide receiver. But guys, he's on year four. Year four, I mean, that is already surpassing the length of the average career is going into year four. So do you expect that Romeo Doubs can take a big jump? You just can't go into it expecting it. So I'm operating with a little bit of hope, but Jaden Reed actually has some of the ingredients to make it happen. But to be a bona fide top 10 wide receiver in the NFL, I don't think any of these guys got
Well, any of the three that Brad is talking about, Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, any of them reach 1,000 yards, or will none of them reach 1,000 yards?
Yeah, for Jaden Reed to reach 1,000 yards, it's going to take for Matt LaFleur to really make sure he's getting a lot of targets, make sure he's getting the ball. And honestly, I don't know if Jaden Reed is an 1,000-yard consistent guy. Maybe he's just an 800-yard guy that potentially can get the ball at the backfield and all together. Maybe 1,200 total, 1,300 total yards altogether.
Well, that's a lot of rushing yards if you're only thinking he's an 800-yard guy.
Well, I'm saying 100. Okay, so probably more of a 1,000, 1,100-yard guy. And so my biggest concern is that the Green Bay Packers don't have that guy on the roster. I like Tay Wicks. You guys know that. But I never said that Tay Wicks was going to be a number one wide receiver. I always thought that he can be a really solid number three and a guy that can step up in a role to be a number two. But I never envisioned him being a number one wide receiver. So if we're depending on fourth round picks and second round picks and, and fifth round picks to be the guy, then that's a problem. There's a reason why a lot of these wide receivers that are the best in the NFL, yeah, you have a couple Pukas, you have an Amon-Ra St. Brown, but a lot of the top guys in the NFL are first round guys, right?
Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison was
He was a first round guy. So a lot of these guys were, again, you can try to find some guys, but the Packers unfortunately have not been successful in finding guys of late. Our last 1,000-yard wide receiver is Davante Adams. So that means that we have not drafted and developed a wide receiver in over a decade that became a 1,000-yard wide receiver. And that is a problem for the Green Bay Packers. And so overall, when I look at this roster, no, I don't believe we have a 1,000-yard wide receiver on this team. I do not think that. And I think the Green Bay Packers, if they don't take a step to get a guy high in the first round this year to try to solve the issue, because Christian Watson is not the savior. He's not going to solve the problem. We already know that. Christian Watson is a good wide receiver. He's a guy to stretch the field, but he has not shown that he can be consistent. He's not shown he can be a 1,000-yard wide receiver. People can say he have all this potential. That's cool, but you got to actually put it on the field, and he has not been able to put together a complete season. So the Green Bay Packers are going to find themselves in the same scenario where, once again, they have another year where they don't have a 1,000-yard wide receiver, and that's bad for Jordan Love.
Ryan from Milwaukee chimes in, 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line lists as more. He has faith in Wicks. Maybe I'm just being hopeful, but with his separation ability, I have my fingers crossed for Davante Adams' career arc. He needs a big jump to make this happen. Davante Adams' career arc is interesting. Does he have the same? But Kyle,
it frustrates me.
I know it does, but you got to remember, you were probably one of the people saying, "Damn, this Davante has no future for the Green Bay Packers."
No, I never said that. They call them butterfingers.
But the conversation around him was he wasn't going to make it.
Here's the difference. Davante Adams actually had veteran, legitimate wide receivers on the roster. And when Mark Tauscher joined us and said that, they were talking about Davante Adams, Davante Adams had the grace in the space to struggle because other guys were stepping up. If Davante Adams got thrown into it where he dropped the ball, everybody's mad at him because after he dropped the ball.
You're saying if Davante Adams in his start of his career was a first, second year, third guy in the group of the Jaden Reeds, Davante Wicks, or Dontavian Wicks, and all these guys that we have, he may not be the player he is because of the opportunity he had to grow with the veterans.
Yeah, if he dropped the pass, he had a veteran to pick him up. These guys don't have veterans to make big plays around him. They are depending on them to make plays. All those drops are a problem. We don't have somebody else you can throw the ball to that's going, Jordy Nelson, that's going to be Superman.
Well, and we have to remember that Davante Adams' story is not a probable journey, right? I mean, most guys, when they come into the league, if you're going to be a wide receiver one, you have seen it. They might show up on the spot and be wide receiver one like Justin Jefferson, or you'll see those obvious games where it's like, okay, this guy has all the potential in the world. Somebody like Davante Adams that was buried in the depth chart, struggling with catching the ball, running like crisp, clean routes, and then becomes who he is. That is totally improbable for an NFL trajectory. So you can't take Davante Adams' story and just assign it to whoever, because that is not the typical journey. Goody even said himself that skill players are as prepared as they've ever been when they show up on the NFL, because now in like middle schools and high schools, even colleges, they're more and more polished. So there's less and less excuse to be unpolished when you get to the NFL.
I actually do appreciate this text by Keith here, who thinks I just need to play fantasy football, which I get. Keith chimes in. He says, name one top 10 wide receiver to win a Super Bowl. Now, you can do that very easily. It's Jerry Rice. Now, I think...
Well, what about Cooper Kupp?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think the real question is, because the way the Patriots model was, is once you thought like they were going to be there forever, Belichick, boom, gone. Right? So when you look at the last 10 years, I'm looking at the Super Bowl winners, and it's really the top pass catcher being like a Travis Kelce. You mentioned, obviously, the
Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk. And then you look at last year, AJ Brown's not a top 10 wide. He's probably a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. Do they utilize him like that at times? Probably not. The offense was based around Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts in the offensive line.
Pretty much, and we did this back in the Super Bowl, but pretty much every Super Bowl winner has an elite pass catcher.
Elite pass catcher. Mm-hmm. Like the go-to guy.
And I think it's been more tight ends in recent memory.
I think the biggest thing here for this team is we still don't know who that reliable top pass catcher is if we don't want to make this just about the wide receiver. Do we have faith that they're going to utilize Luke Musgrave, who apparently Matt LaFleur is talking about how he's bigger, stronger, and faster, and Tucker Kraft and more two tight end sets? Maybe. Maybe it's a lot more over the middle. Maybe they use the tight ends more, and we're not worried about, you know, one guy making sure they have a 1,000-yard season. But right now, it's a lot to prognosticate without evidence.
Imagine how good this team could be offensively if you had a true number one wide receiver. We know what Tucker Kraft has. We know Jaden Reed can be really good. We know what the running back is, and we talked about if the offensive line is going to be better. You put a legitimate number one wide receiver on this football team, it changes everything. Yes, Keith is right, and a lot of Packers fans are right. Tausch is right. This is not a bad offense. It's not.
No, it's not.
But we want this offense to be consistent and show up in the biggest moments, but they do not have a guy that they can depend on to go and make a play at receiver because they don't have a number one guy, and that could come back to hurt the Packers. We only want what's best for the Green Bay Packers, and a number one wide receiver doesn't have to be a stud star, but a legitimate guy that can get you 1,000 yards and make a big play, that's what we need.
Well, everyone benefits, right? Because think about, like, Devontae Adams. Lazard played his best ball, MVS. I mean, when you have a guy that dominates—
And they weren't even that good.
And it wasn't even that good, but when you have a guy that dominates coverage and game plan, everybody else benefits.
Stop in at Festival Foods starting tomorrow because you're going to get a great Screamin' Sicilian Tavern-style deal. April 2nd through the 8th, $5.99 for only a limited time. The Tavern Style has been a go-to Screamin' Sicilian for me because I'm not going to lie. When I have an OG Screamin', it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit thicker in crust and a lot of toppings. A lot of toppings on the Tavern Style, but a little thinner. I don't feel as like I have to go to the couch and just lay down for 2 hours to let it, you know, settle. I feel like I'm ready to go. And so it's been good in the Brust household to have the Tavern Style there. $5.99 at Festival Foods, the 2nd through the 8th, is a no-brainer. But just make sure you go to your local grocer's freezer and check out all the Palermo's brands, but especially, you know, the ones that are going to be dynamite every time. That is Screamin' Sicilian. Thin and crispy, Tavern Style, stuffed crust cheese, Detroit style, you name it, they have it. Find your flavor, enjoy the toppings, enjoy the pizza, and taste what that Screamin' is about. Kyle Bruston-Ortman, we're almost to having to talk about the Brewers and make me cry. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
If I was as tall and as talented as you, if I could shoot as well as you could, both them teams would have won. Because you know what? You got the, you did a fake punch, you said, in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
And I would have did fake point. I would have took it to the house. I would have scored a dang touchdown.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Tuesday like a Friday with his music. And I'll be heading over to the Princeton Club to create that strong body and strong mind while helping create a strong community. I have a plan. I'm going to need Brad Nortman to hold me accountable.
Happy to do it.
I tried on a suit for a wedding this weekend.
Uh-oh.
A little snug.
Oh, ooh, that's a good thing. I like snug. Nice and tight.
No, too snug. Like buttoned, like...
Oh, well, it fit. And you don't wear drawers, so you can't have that. Do you not wear drawers to weddings?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Besides the point is I need you to hold me accountable when I start this, like, workout regimen. Not like, you know, go sit in the steam room, sweat out the weekend. Like, no, let's go back to work.
It's going
to
be the summer of Ben. Something like that.
In the healthy way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you need to get ready for that.
Doesn't matter the goal. Could be small, could be big, and you know where to go. It's the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Free childcare at the membership, open 24/7. It's only one place to go. Just stop on in there and you'll get signed up right away. On Twitter at KBN ESPN. Weird start because Kyle forgot that Strofe disrespected him.
Or did.
On Saturday.
Should have punched him, but he's just so lovable.
Did you delete that poll?
Yeah, I didn't love the phrasing of it.
What did you say?
Oh.
Are you trying to protect
I deleted himself.
Deleted it immediately because I didn't love the no context phrasing of Strofe talking to Kyle's baby girl like that.
So if you missed it, please retell what you did.
Well, I was with Kyle and his baby girl, and I was with all you guys on Saturday after Thanalysis Live, and I was talking to baby girl, and at one point I just said, "Wow, you have beautiful eyes," and she does. I mean, they're like wicked colors.
All right, let's calm down.
Gosh, you ain't just doubling down.
Just you can stay down.
Wicked colors.
Yeah, they're like real. They're like gray, blue, gray. It was crazy.
Don't we put our profile
on
here?
I mean, man. I know we did 23andMe with Brad where he spit in the thing and they sent back his eye color in the history. But
yeah, baby girl didn't sign up for that.
She didn't offer her eye color to be out on the airwaves.
Well, you don't know who's looking for many of them.
So many what?
Eye color. They change. Beautiful eyes.
All right, Shrove, calm down.
Yeah, you're going too far. Now I'm going to get to the next poll.
I'm uncomfortable.
Keith had said that Rashawn Gary I've been treating him too unfairly. So I just said, I don't think he's lived up to expectations based off the contract that he was provided to be paid and playing like a top five NFL defensive end. He's no longer top five. He's probably still top 15 because obviously the money changes after time. Has Rashawn Gary lived up to expectations? 22% of people say yes. 78% of people say no.
A resounding no.
I'm surprised.
That's a mandate.
I'm surprised he even got 22%. I was expecting like 90-10.
I was expecting 90-10, but it's still like it's still a landslide.
Oh yeah,
need more out of them. No, need more out of the guys. But here's the thing: the reason why we're doing this is because we need these guys to actually have great years. Because there doesn't sound like there's going to be strong reinforcements coming. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, we're with you until 5 o'clock. Coming up next in Madison, you'll have Jim, Matt, and Molly. Corey and Wally and the Dam Sports Show are up next on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The Milwaukee Brewers are one of four teams winless thus far. Long way to go. I have some positive and I have some negative. And I know, Brad, you of all people right now are looking for some positive.
Yes.
There's a long, long way to go. But there are some things to fix. Kyle Brustin Nortman on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Next in 2 minutes. What they want you to hear. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out.